Darlings, Dear Daddy is back, and this week we're live from the art fairs in New York. We were there in the trenches, dodging the chaos of Freeze, TAFEF, and Independent. It was a week of scandal, chaos, and so much daddy energy that I almost passed out. The Nine Circles of Hell had nothing on Art Fair Week, especially with Freeze's opening day taking over the shed. Freeze, TAFEF, and Independent were nothing if not eventful. From Ruiner Gate to Brazilian cultural attaché's in the VIP lounge, and a Ben Gotzel sighting that almost made me lose my will to live. It's safe to say that Fair Week was like running a marathon through an art world fever dream. We were there soaking it all in, my daddy correspondent and I, interviewing artists, gallerists, and yes, even scoring interviews with some of our faves. The daddiest of all daddies, Anton Kern. And what feels like the nerdy father of Tribeca, James Cohen himself. Sorry, James, I did make that motorized scooter meme series about you, but not really. And if that wasn't enough, we had a literal daddy moment. The oyster shuckers at TAFEF? Owned by a real daddy, and his son is a shucker. How meta is that? These daddies just aren't serving us oysters. They're literally feeding the art world. Oh, and don't even get me started on Ruin Our Gate. TAFEF champagne ran out so quickly, it became an art world scandal that I broke for you. What was once a display of Dutch tulips and opulence was replaced with onion blossoms that could have doubled as food. The art world's former opulence now felt like low-budget death metal vibes. I'm calling it now. Walmart would have done a better job sponsoring the fair. From minimalist Dutch metal vibes to a Basquiat on the floor of a booth. It was a sign of the art world crumbling before our very eyes. And don't even talk to me about the daddies at White Cube. I'm still processing. And for Independent, it was like trying to front like a bad bitch, but the reality was more hospice care than high-end art, offering desperate recession energy instead of the wild, chaotic fun we've come to love and expect. Now let's lean into the messiness and get into it. Freeze was the scene girl of the season, overdressed, overscheduled, and somehow still the most popular girl in the room. We had opening day in full force, talking to collectors, dealers, and a rogue cultural attaché or two. We even managed to snag time with two of our faves, Anton Kern, always the suavest guy in the room, and James Cohen, Tribeca's in-house intellectual daddy, serving full art world formal in a bow tie. Like a nerdy professor, you definitely want to flirt with after class. But let's talk about the real performance art. Freeze filming a glowing segment with none other than Ben Gotzel, who showed up looking like a Hamptons harbor master lost at the shed. He later took to his podcast to eulogize a tragically mid-Jeff Koons piece like it had just returned from active duty in Kandahar. The energy was high, the polo sun-bleached, and the boot chatter unhinged. Then there's James Cohen, Tribeca's nerdy father figure in a bow tie, holding it down like the head of the PTA at a biennial bake sale. Our correspondent pulled him back for a quick chat, and James gave big, I brought the good snacks energy while keeping it real about the state of the fairs. A thinker, a dealer, and a daddy in his own right. And yes, he saw the Koons.
I think I once did something with you.
Yes.
In Miami.
James.
Cohen.
Yes.
Yes.
You've done something with the art daddy in Miami?
Did I not? No.
Well, anyway, we've reported on you many times.
Okay.
Because we're
good.
Huge fans of you.
Well, I'm flattered. Thank you
so
very much.
We'll start with one question. What's one piece here in the booth that you would not show your parents?
Oh, well, I would show them all of this because I think they would be, it would resonate completely with them because they are of the generation that lived through the Vietnam War, whereas I was a child at that time. So, and the artist is dealing with the fact that he repatriated to Vietnam in 2010, and you know, is kind of looking back at what the U.S. did to Vietnam at a time when the war was ending, and they dropped 100,000 tons of cluster bombs in central Vietnam, and over 40,000 people have been maimed or killed as a result. So I think the artist is trying to sort of deal with that and reclaim kind of dignity.
So a great piece to show your parents.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, second question for you. What does an art daddy mean to you?
An art daddy? Well, I suppose that would be maybe an art hero. And that would, for me, would probably be someone like Bruce Nauman.
Would you like to reflect on that for?
You know, I think the thing about Nauman is that he's an artist that is he's not contained by any formal constraint, and the idea is what generates the work of art, and it can take so many different forms, and the freedom with which he can work in that way is brilliant.
All right. Well, thank you so okay. much, James. Have a great freeze.
Thank you. See ya.
Thank you.
Somehow amid the fair frenzy, ruin our dry spell, and tote bag austerity, we caught a moment with the effortlessly iconic Anton Kern. Yes, that Anton. Gallery daddy supreme, with the steely calm of someone who's seen it all and still made it chic. Our very own art daddy correspondent got the scoop, talking his booth, the energy, or lack thereof, at the fair, and how to stay fabulous when everything around you still feels like a luxury cruise ship on fire. Spoiler, he remained unbothered, unshaken, and utterly Kern.
So, please state your name and who you are.
It's Anton.
All right, thank you, Anton. So, I have two questions for you.
Yeah.
What's a piece here in the booth that you wouldn't show to your parents?
I would or wouldn't?
You would not show to your parents.
There's absolutely nothing here I wouldn't show to my parents.
Interesting. Why is that?
Because I love art. I love art. Everything I stand for, they would love it. That's it.
Lovely. And then second question. Fuck, marry, kill, freeze, safe off, and independent.
You got to repeat all of it. Do you say something about fuck, marry?
Fuck, marry, kill. Okay. So who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Oh, freeze? Is it like a 1, 2, 3?
Yes. Freeze, safe off, and independent.
I don't do sex with art fairs. Nor do I kill anybody. I would have a tequila with all of them.
No one you would marry long term?
I'm for Basel. I'm a Basel guy.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Anton.
Thank you. What's your name? Nice to meet you.
Freeze 2025 was a spectacle. Loud, glittery, and with just enough art to make you squint and wonder if you've had too many flutes of champagne. The shed was packed with pastel polos, limp statements, and enough booth gridlock to give a traffic jam a run for its money. But amidst the chaos, we snagged some real gems. Next up, three interviews that sum up Freeze in all its glory. Two art world insiders dropped their hot take on the fair's energy, and because Daddy knows balance, a native New Yorker, architect, and Knicks fanatic chimes in with a dose of reality you didn't know you needed.
You just be doing that, like just kind
okay,
of be like.
So the art daddy is here live. I'm talking to
Matt.
I'm talking to Matt, and Matt, we are at Vermelho Gallery. We were just admiring this artwork that looks a little like lawn chair, but it's like soft and hard
like
at the same time.
I like how you described it, soft and hard. Yeah,
yeah, soft and hard. Yeah. And Matt, the question on deck for the fairs, for the art daddy, is fuck, marry, kill. Freeze, TAFAF, independent. Who'd you fuck, who'd you marry, who'd you kill?
Marry, TAFAF. This is money. Older.
Yes.
They're going to go, leave me it.
We love old money. We want,
Mary
to be
Freeze.
We want to be taken care of.
I sometimes think there's more fun work at Freeze.
There.
Oh, no, not Mary. Fuck them. Fuck, they're more fun. That's what I'm saying.
More casual.
Mary TAFAF.
Mary, because we want to be taken care of. Long, long form.
Yes. And kill independent.
Kill independent. Uh-huh. Fuck TAFAF. No, we're marrying TAFAF.
Yes.
Mary TAFAF.
Fuck Freeze.
Fuck Freeze.
Yeah.
Love that. And then the other question on deck is, what's an art daddy to you?
An art daddy to me would be
person,
an artist thing. That makes things with their hands. That would be my art dad. Very good with tools, good with their hands.
Wow. We love that. This is the art daddy reporting live from Freeze. Thank you so much, Matt.
Okay, so this is the art daddy. I'm here with
Kelly.
Kelly, can you tell me, we're playing Fuck, Marry, Killed this fair season. So, TAFA, Freeze, or Independent. Who would you marry? Who would you kill? Who would you fuck?
I would probably marry TAFAF. I would, what was the other ones I have?
Independent and Freeze.
Oh, I would fuck Independent.
Yeah. Same, probably.
Yeah, and
style but no money.
And what was the other one?
Freeze.
Oh,
the
Freeze.
Fair,
yeah,
fair
sure. Freeze would be the... What would that one be then?
I think you said you'd marry TAFAF.
And I would fuck Independent.
And you would kill Freeze.
And I would kill Freeze.
We're here now, though. Okay.
I'm here now, but I usually feel that way.
Right?
Yeah,
it's right. A lot to get through.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, exactly. I prefer Independent.
Yeah, it's more manageable. It's tinier. And
younger artists.
That's true.
Yeah.
There is a range this year, but
yeah. All right. See, I haven't gotten around.
You'll get
but
there.
I still want to fuck
you'll,
it.
You'll get there. I 100% get that. And the other question we have on deck is, what is an art daddy to you?
What is an art daddy to me? I would say it was a daddy that would support me making artwork, but that would be a great daddy.
Right?
Yeah.
Emotionally supportive, financially supportive.
Financially supportive, would let me do whatever I want.
Yes.
And would actually say that everything I make is great.
So how's like that? Like a pleasure dom, or like like we have a praise kink.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
All of the above?
Yeah, all of the above. Yeah. Why not?
Right?
Why not?
We want all of the things with an art daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Emotionally, financially.
Exactly.
Everything.
Tell me when I'm bad, that kind of thing.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally got that.
There you go.
Amazing. So, it's the art daddy, and we're here with...
Ron Ervolino.
Ron, what is something that you've seen at the fair today that you like?
I was just looking at this painting of... some basketball game.
We're in Andrew Krebs Gallery. So what do you like about this work?
It reminds me of a team that I coached.
Oh, amazing. You used to coach basketball.
I coached high school girls varsity basketball.
Wow. Did you play basketball yourself?
I did not.
Oh, interesting. Plot twist.
Totally. No, I'm an architect.
Okay. Do you come to Freeze every year, first time?
First time.
What do you think?
It's pretty amazing. It's inspiring. It makes me, it revitalizes me. It makes me just think about the world in a different way.
Love that. And are you going to any other fairs this week?
I'm supposed to go to a fair tomorrow.
What fair?
One with a lot of letters.
The European Art Fair, TAFAF?
Yes.
I will be there too.
But I just found out that my 10-year-old has a play.
Oh no.
And so I'm not sure if I can get there. But I might, because I think it opens early enough where I can get there.
If you can get there after 5 p.m., there's free oysters and an open bar of Ruin Art, and the oyster shuckers are something to behold.
Amazing. You've been there before, I gather.
I make it a thing to do every year.
Cool. Well, I really am going to try and get there.
It's... One last question for you.
Yes.
Who are you rooting for in the playoffs?
I mean, which ones? Are we talking about the basketball playoffs? Are we talking about...
The NBA playoffs, I think.
Yeah. You know, I have not been following it. Are the Knicks still...
They just beat the Celtics last game.
Well, then that's a no-brainer. The Knicks, of course.
Are you a New Yorker?
I am a New Yorker.
Born and bred?
Born and bred.
Wow.
We love that.
We're getting like the trifecta with you. Yeah. Okay, amazing.
You can't... I couldn't be any more New York.
Well, go Knicks, and thank you so much.
You have a great...
TAFAF was a different flavor of chaos altogether. If Freeze was your influencer cousin with a trust fund and a ring light, TAFAF was the aging debutante aunt who now lives in Switzerland, drives a leased Jaguar, and brings her own wine to dinner. Still clinging to the glory days, but clearly feeling the strain. The once iconic Dutch tulips were swapped out for what looked like lawn trimmings. Or dare I say, a Chili's onion blossom in full recession bloom. Then came Ruin Art Gate. The champagne ran out by hour two, and a Ruin Art exec was allegedly couch surfing because the brand wouldn't spring for a hotel. Only 200 tote bags were made, which may have well have been screen printed with, were barely hanging on. Still, amid the unraveling, I found a pearl. A chat with the son of Red Oyster's founding shucker. That's right. Nothing says collapsing high society like father-son oyster slinging next to a Basquiat on the literal floor.
And then looking for you, that gets to
there's me. You and another, the kind of like older...
Yeah, he's the boss. He's my father.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah. Father-son duo.
I know.
Very handsome. So are you.
Yeah, thank you.
Runs in the family.
I guess so.
This is like the most wonderful time of year for me.
Oysters and art.
Oysters, art, daddies. Daddy and son, oyster duo.
Yeah, I guess so. Would you like anything on there?
You have the shallots, right? Is that correct? Yeah, can I do that, please?
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Here you go.
Thank you. How long have you been affiliated with the fair? Almost over 10 years ago?
I think like 20 years. A long time. But since New York started, it has been a thing.
Yeah.
For a long time.
How many fairs have you worked?
This is my first time here.
What's your first tape off?
Like,
for them, tape off Maastricht, I've been.
Oh, for years. You were probably shucking when you were a boy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Eating oysters for breakfast all the time.
Love that. Love
yeah,
that.
It's great.
So you get to, like, shuck through the world.
Yeah.
Go
everywhere. Basel, wait, London.
Amazing.
Beijing, I don't know.
Independent? Well, let's just say it felt less like an art fair and more like an art convalescent home. Complete with low energy, sparse attendance, and a layout that seemed specifically designed to disorient. The tote bag count was low, never a good sign, and some galleries were showing in actual office spaces, which made the whole thing feel more like a WeWork liquidation sale rather than a curated experience. It was giving spring break on a bender, but without the fun or the chaos. Raymond from The Hole was nowhere to be seen, and honestly, his absence was felt. If Independent was trying to front like a bad bitch, it land closer to recession-era hospice care. Still, there were a few solid daddy sightings to keep us going, even if most
Kate
of them
Park
looked like they wandered in from a business casual divorce recovery group.
With an NFT-savvy, Hong Kong-based contemporary queen who's lived more lives than most art fairs. From neuroscience to Nietzsche, Sotheby's to Seoul, she's navigated the primary and secondary markets like a multilingual, multi-hyphenate art daddy. She joined us on Dear Daddy and dropped this gem during the freeze fair.
So thank you so much, Kate, for coming.
Yeah, definitely.
On our programming. So I wanted to ask two questions.
Okay.
The first is fuck, marry, kill, freeze, independent, and tape off.
Wait, what was the question again?
Fuck, marry, kill, freeze, tape off, and independent.
Freeze. Like, I mean, I didn't get the question.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Marry, kill?
Yes. So, who would you fuck, who would you marry, and who would you kill out of the three art
pairs? Oh, okay. I was confused with this.
Okay. No worries.
Oh, my God. Definitely, fuck, freeze, in a good way. And what else?
Marry and kill Tefaf.
Marry Tefaf. Yeah, and then the kill to rest, I would say, yeah.
All right, and then the second question I have
this
for you.
This is really unhinged.
It is very unhinged.
Okay.
Second question is, what is the most art daddy piece in the booth?
Art daddy? Oh, my God. Over there, Jean Clara. It's the most art daddy piece, I would say. This one. Especially for gays, I think. Yeah.
What makes it even more art daddy for you?
I mean, just it's my favorite piece here, and who wouldn't love a handsome young man, you know, lying on a with the hot pink speedo. So,
and what do you think he's doing with his hands?
I'm not too sure. Just covering the sun, or just kind of, you know, meditating. I have no idea. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
And how are you and your team?
And that's a wrap on this week's tour through the glittering chaos of New York Art Fairs 2025. Overpriced canvases, underwhelming vibes, and more linen suits than a Nancy Meyers film festival. The fairs? They're gonna fair. You'll miss things, you'll see too much, and somehow still feel like you were part of a fever dream staged in an airport lounge. We did our part. We dodged the daddies, chased down the tote bags, interviewed legends and legends in their own mind, and lived to tell the tale. The art market may be wobbling, the champagne may be warm, but our daddy still doing the most. We ran through freeze like it owed us money, witnessed Tefaf spiral into Dutch recession cosplay, and tried to make sense of whatever independent was serving. Spoiler, it was giving convalescent home with a VIP pass. We caught the booth queens, the oyster shuckers, and even a few real moments in the middle of the madness. But remember, this is just a sliver of the big, messy, sometimes brilliant, often delusional beast that is the art world. And Dear Daddy will always be here, with a mic, a meme, and a martini, telling it like it is. So don't be shy. Slide into the DMs, send us a voice note, or write us a letter. We want to hear from you, your uncle who collects art but shouldn't, and your gallerina roommate who swears Basel changed her life. Stay real, stay tender, and as always, this is the Art Daddy and Dear Daddy. Just the art world, uncut.